Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Oh, that can only mean one thing. It's time for another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only nationally syndicated radio show that talks about video games with gamers by a gamer. I am Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening. And the reach of this show goes pretty far. I've been doing it almost 20 years in this exact time slot, by the way. I'd love to have you participate if you see fit. The lines are always available to my fellow gamers at 1-800-878-PLAY. Get it, it's video games. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529 to get in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening, coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Army, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with, you're doing a great job. But that's safe, so we hope you stay safe and see you at home very, very soon. We're also on the TuneIn app. Excuse me, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the programming here at Sports Byline USA. Normally downtown San Francisco, that is where I got a huge echo again. This is the thing that happens sometimes Fridays and Sundays. I get this echo. Hello, hello, hello. It doesn't matter. It probably sounds okay to you. That's what's really important. But anyway, we are here for you for your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. I have an interview with the developer from Icon, and the go went away. Icon, he will join us in the third segment. He's got a new game on iOS and Google platforms. We also will give away a brand new game at 40 after, as we always do. Big shout out to everyone listening on SiriusXM channel 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. We also are on your cable systems. That's right, 35 million homes on CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and your cable provider. You can get us that way as well. So I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do, at 40 after. Coming up in about a half hour, I'll also let you know what the new releases are as well. Yes, yeah, still new games coming out. I'm in my home on a gaming headset on my Astro right now. That's right. Talking about video games through a video game headset. So let's do it. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's the Video Game Review. Come on.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you from the Oakland side of San Francisco Bay. Scott back in the studios in North Beach in San Francisco, wherever you are. It's great to have you with us, and you may participate. It's a free segment to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, we will have an interview with Chad Lee from Icon about his new video game. As I mentioned, new releases, giving new game away, and cheat codes at the end of the show. Send your requests. My email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's also how you win the brand new game as well. So now that we've got our release dates for the big boy systems, Xbox Series X console on November 10th and PlayStation 5 2 days later on November 12th, both of those consoles with the high-def Blu-ray would be at $499. People over there at Sony are also making a version for $399. That'll be the PS5 digital edition with no Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive. But what's weird is that Microsoft is also doing a digital version. They're calling the Xbox Series S for $299, $100 less. But it has stepped down technical specs from the Series X. Yeah, more about that in a minute. last week on the show, I talked about how I, on a lark, went into a GameStop, you know, day of, because I was on the air when they were taking reservations. And he's like, look, the guy who worked there said, I heard that every GameStop got 15 PS5s. That's what I'm looking for. And he goes, there was a line around the block. I said, okay. So on Thursday, I got an email. You might have got an email too saying, hey, guess what? More PS5s have been available, and you can sign up or whatever, get in line at GameStop Friday at noon Pacific. So the closest GameStop is about 10 minutes from my house. I do a sports talk show from 9 to noon weekdays. And I actually thought about taking the last hour off, but I had three guests in that hour, and I didn't want to blow that off. So I raced down there. I got down there at about, 12:12, and there was a line of about 20 people. And I didn't want to, wait there forever. Just to be, they might have gotten 50 of them, and I blew it. But once I saw 20 people in line, I thought, well, they probably got another 15, and I'm just SOL. I was talking about it last week a little bit about how hard it was to get a Wii, how hard it was to get a PS2, how hard it was to get a PS4. I'm just kind of accepting the fact that I'm not going to get one at launch date. Rick, don't you have inside connections? Not really, as you've seen tonight. But they do say there are rumors that for Black Friday, which would, be after it had released, obviously, but they'll make a ton of them available again. So we'll see. But what we do know is that there's going to be an absolute cage match going on this holiday period. The video game industry as a whole, like if you're a software provider, especially to both platforms, you're going to be very happy. They're expecting software sales in the console market to go up about 7%, which is a huge climb in any business, which means that it would be worldwide, it would go up to about $45.2 billion, which is, I always like to point out, more than the motion picture industry. But the thing that I think is bizarre is the way that Microsoft has kind of muddied its marketing message by offering a second less powerful next-gen console. I don't understand it. Who wants the Xbox Series X when it's less powerful than the Xbox Series X? Why don't you just hold on to the system that you have right now? The PS4 or the Xbox One are fantastic systems. They're basically 7 years old. But if you're going to go up to the next-gen, you're not going to get the real deal. You're going to save $200, and that's nothing to sneeze at. But I'm sorry, there's not. And I can't, and I would love to save $100 to get the PS5 Digital Edition, but that means every game you play has to go on the hard drive, which means it won't be long before you're going to have to get an external hard drive. You're just going to have to. I did that for my PS4 finally, and it works great, thankfully, knock on wood. But I know I'm going to have shiny discs, and I don't mean just movies. And I do have an Ultra HD TV now, and they're super cheap, which is insane. But with all that going on, you're going to have a shiny disc, and you're not going to be able to play it. So I'm going to have to fork out, obviously. Now, the other thing that we've heard this week is that these next-gen games are going to be $69.99. So, in other words, they're going to be $70. We got used to $49.99 for years and years, regardless of system. I mean, even going back into the 80s, games were like $50 a pop at times. And then for the last 7 years, we're sort of used to $59.99. And now, I mean, if you buy season passes, you're sometimes paying up to $100 for a game anyway. But with, $69.99, and they say it's to defer developers' costs, which have gone up. Look, I've always known that these, whatever you have, and you can see it with every iteration of Windows in the 90s, this new one, Windows 95, Windows 98, whatever, it's going to have so much more room, but the developers take advantage of that, and so everything goes just as slow because they eat up all the data that they have. Now, the people who are close to the stock market, which I'm not, but they've said Activision, Blizzard, Electronic Arts, Take-Two Interactive, he said they're all going to outperform everything. I mean, people are really glomming on this. But in North America, what they're expecting is 1.5 million units to sell by the end of the year, and that's with the Black Friday, Cyber Monday period. It's going to be, we are in a bit of a recession right now, believe it or not. Why? Global pandemic. But there is no pandemic when it comes to this stuff. Now, both, if you're wondering about, well, what are the, I heard the Xbox, you know, the Xbox is always going to boast better numbers and clock speeds and pixelations and things like that. I think you have to be a bald eagle to notice. Both of them have AMD chips, all right, advanced micro devices, if you like. So the Series X has a slightly faster raw processing and graphics performance than the PS5. It also has a bigger disk drive for storage capacity. But the PS5 has a faster data throughput, as the computer people say. A throughput means much quicker game loading. And then Sony is really going to kick behind in launch titles. If you think about in-house ones like Marvel Spider-Man's Miles Morales, if you think about Demon's Souls. Now, Activision's going to sell Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, which I was playing the alpha last week. We talked about that. That's going to be on both platforms. Madden NFL 21 is going to be on both platforms. That's EA. Take-Two is going to have NBA 2K21 on both platforms. But the thing that really set back Microsoft about people who are on the fence, I mean, if you love your Xbox, you're going to buy one no matter what. If you love the PS5 like me, you're going to get one no matter what. But people are on the fence, like, look, we're starting all over again here. I'm not loyal. I want the best one for the money. What should I get? Well, when Microsoft announced that Halo Infinite was being pushed back to 2021, that was a big punch in the stomach for them. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a man with Icon Software. He's talking about his new game that you can play on your phone. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll be right back with a video game review.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The Video Game Review.
It's our pleasure to welcome a couple of gentlemen to the show, Chad Lee and Taylor Scott. They are the creative minds over at Ikin, I-K-I-N, and they have a new iOS game, which is free to play, called President's Run. Chad, let's start with you. What was the genesis behind this project?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show. The genesis was actually during the 2012 campaign between Romney and Obama. We just thought there'd be a cool way to help people kind of get involved with those characters. So we created an Endless Runner back then, and it was pretty successful. It hit the number one spot like a month after it was released, and what we do differently with this game is we collect the mileage that you're running in the game and we post it on our website as a poll. So every mile that players run, that's kind of what separates us from anything else, is we keep track of all those so you can go on the site and see who's winning. And it went really well back then. We effectively predicted that Obama would win. And so we thought, hey, you know, people had a lot of fun there. Let's do the same thing this year. And so we revamped the game. We put in new characters, and we put it out there. It just released last week, and it looks like people are having a lot of fun with it.
Taylor, this is a little bit different from games like Super Bernie World, which was basically the people over at Bernie Sanders, they were trying to get you to vote. And, of course, people are more creative with millennials and trying to get them into their hearts and minds any which way they can. There are also some apps that just want you to vote in general, especially the Democrats want to rock the vote, so to speak. But this is nonpartisan, is that correct?
Indeed, yeah. One thing that we're really excited about is it's giving a voice to every single person. I mean, and one day you can both play as Donald Trump running to get votes in a rainbow Afro wig, and you can play as Joe Biden in a Wisconsin cheese hat. So both, it's nonpartisan, and really it's an evolution. It's the first time and ever that people will be able to actually enjoy polling. You think about polling, everything from people feeling as though they're not properly heard or things are biased. We don't really have any of those issues here. It's, you're able to play in a fun way and enjoy being able to support whatever individual you think of.
And if you think, oh, I'm so sick of Biden and Trump, you can play, I love this, Zombie Washington, or my favorite, Frankenstein Lincoln, huh, Chad?
Yeah, we have the All-Stars, although they didn't age quite well. And we released new characters as well. And in this version, we are also celebrating world leaders as well. So we have Jacinda Ardern from New Zealand, Vladimir Putin, and Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, Jacinda Ardern, only 40 years old, doing a great job in New Zealand right now. But you mentioned people like Putin. I mean, you'll get a visceral reaction of just rage from some people, or you'll mention Kamala Harris and they're like, oh, I love her or I hate her. And so do you sometimes people think you're stepping on toes when you're just trying to make a game here?
I don't think so. The way we approach this game is we want to have fun with these characters, not make fun of them. There's so much stuff happening in the world today. It's just the negative campaigning, all the negative stuff that's happening. We just thought, you know, let's celebrate your character. There's nothing derogatory in the game at all. You can just have fun with whoever you want to.
speaking with Chad Lee and Taylor Scott about the game President's Run. Taylor, how is it that you at Icahn came together with React Games?
Well, Icahn is very passionate about changing, as I mentioned before, human experiences. Icahn's real glory here is that next year we're going to be launching the world's first mobile holographic platform. So this huge library of content that we're building now, President's Run being the first of a rather wide net of different applications that we're going to be bringing onto the App Store, are actually going to be massively translated next year to where you'll be able to play these games in a 2D state, but also be able to go into an open projected hologram state with your mobile phone. So we're excited about being able to bring that. One reason why, again, as we mentioned, we're so passionate about President's Run being first is because it really is the first of its kind, being able to take a very serious subject that's on everyone's minds right now, especially leading up to November, being able to humanize it and enjoy the experience of being involved in a political system rather than being so polarized.
And, Chad, what is it like when you've got people who will say, you know, this is a throwaway game, it's a port, it's a platformer, it's just for the election, and then we'll all forget about it. And you'd say, no, maybe it's thematic, but this is actually a fun game, it's a unique game, and it's not just a port.
Right. Our plan in designing what initially was for President's Run, the political candidates, but we've designed, with a free-to-play game like this, we're always going to be releasing new content, and that's why we released really fun characters like the zombie, the ex-presidents. We have some really interesting takes on some of the past presidents, which include, you know, all of them. But we're also bringing in world leaders as well, and hopefully we can get presidents of companies. So it's not just world leaders, but I can imagine Bezos and some of those other ones. Running for different issues.
And Taylor, you know, you mentioned the holograms, and I know you guys got your seed funding in. You got your $5 million. Congratulations. For me, I think for most of us, our first hologram was, you know, help me, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope. How are you going to do this in augmented reality to manipulate environments?
Great question. Yeah, again, for me, that moment is definitely burned into my brain. It's a really unique combination of a lens architecture system that you'll be hearing more about very, very soon, and a unique type of artificial intelligence. And we actually impregnate that into the phone and allow it to do a lot of work for the user. So you'll actually, for the first time, be able to have that, you know, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope, but real time with two different individuals. So you can actually have that as your real-time communication system. And again, instead of, you know, having to use goggles or eyewear, it's actually open space with your mobile device. So it's a very convenient way of taking a somewhat distant technology. You know, we've been talking about Princess Leia for how many years, and actually humanizing it and getting it to you right now.
And, Chad, I'm sure there are some Android people thinking, oh, I guess we're left out, but you guys are working on getting it over to the Google people, right?
Yeah, we're actually putting the final touches on that, and the Android version will be released in a matter of days.
Taylor, have you had any of the candidates approach you and say, hey, this is going to be popular, and it's already been popular in the past, so, you know, almost like Animal Crossing, where we can get some political signs in the dirt here. Have you had any of the parties or candidates approach you about maybe trying to slip into your back pocket there?
No, we haven't. Again, this is a new application, so it's already had some really great responses. We haven't had any of those conversations yet. And again, the hallmark of this application is we're not biased toward any one side. So when it comes to that, a major push for us on the President's Run side is to keep it neutral in both of those positions so everyone has an equal ability to engage with the system. And when you think about it, you can play as any of these characters, Trump, Biden, whatnot. The same ending occurs at the end of it. If you get hit too many times, you explode into a batch of banana cream pies and bowling pins. So, you know, we're very passionate about keeping it to where everybody gets to play the exact same way.
And one last question, Chad. I've always maintained that we'll play a game if it's fun. You know, I don't care about frame rate and frames per second and the actors and the pixelation or how much hype or if you have a commercial during the Super Bowl. I mean, we played Tetris because it was fun. There was nothing graphically groundbreaking there. So what about the fun factor in this game?
Oh, I think the fun factor is definitely there. And that's, we spent a lot of time in the very beginning making sure it was really fun and simple. So really, it's your character is running from left to right. You tap on the screen to make him jump, and that's it. You're collecting votes as you're going through. You're collecting boosts to help you get more mileage. And funny thing is my mother-in-law, I introduced her to it as kind of a test case. She sat down an entire weekend, and she supports a certain candidate. I won't tell you who, but I heard this President's Run music that I'm already tired of because I've played it so much all weekend long. She just kept playing over and over, and she's, you know, mid-70s, and she just kept on going. She loves the fact that she's contributing, and it is an easy game. As you get further along, for those gamers out there, it gets really hard, and so it gets really frantic. So it kind of grabs both markets there, the gamers and the non-gamers.
Very cool. And one last question for you, Taylor. Kim Jong-un is in this game, and we know just from motion pictures and things that the North Koreans can become highly offended. Haven't had any threats, have you?
No, we've had no threats. Fortunately, and it's a big reason why we take such a lighthearted approach. I mean, throwing Kim Jong up against, you know, Frankenstein Lincoln, I think it definitely kind of normalizes the situation. It's not so tense. It's a big reason we went through a lot of time in development making sure that nobody would take major offense to what occurs within the application.
There they are, Chad Lee and Taylor Scott from Icon, and through React Games, they have put out President's Run. It's available on iOS right now, coming soon to the Android phones and applications as well. Chad, Taylor, congratulations on the game. Thanks for stopping by, and let's catch up down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz, best bonuses, BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
Being in debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Video Game
Okay, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and lines are available here on the Video Game Review on Sports Byline, American Forces Radio Network, everybody else, SB Nation Radio as well on their website, SBNation.com. Great to have them along. All right, it's 40 after. It's time to give away a game. The way you win it is by being the second correct email answer to my very simple question. Rick@sportsbyline.com, SPORTSBYLINE.com. The game is Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 Complete Edition for the PC and the Switch. I have it here for the Switch. Developed by Foundry, published by Frontier. I should say Frontier Foundry. Published and developed by Frontier Foundry. Wherever and whatever you want to create, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 gives you the tools and freedom to build the amusement park of your dreams. Is it a strategy game or a sim game? Kind of both, but it is rated E for everyone. So that's good, and it's a lot of fun for all ages. My question is, what would be a good name for the sequel? Once again, this is called Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 Complete Edition. Five, probably not so much. Two, that was already taken. Just let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. This game will be on its way to you, which just came out 3 days ago. We'll get to the upcoming games here in a second. And, of course, at the end of the show, we will do cheat codes and your cheat code requests for Rick to Rick@sportsbyline.com and for me, too. There's an interesting piece of political development in England. They're at Parliament, Big Ben kids, Parliament, Big Ben, Parliament. And that is, there were some politicians there, or MPs, not military police, but ministers of Parliament. We would call those congressmen and congresswomen. They were trying to get loot boxes in video games categorized as gambling and get it under the protections of the 2005 Gambling Act in the United Kingdom, which means basically banning it in video games. Now, this has been a bone to pick for a lot of people over the years, and we know about in-app, in-game purchases, or what they like to call in the industry, microtransactions. Doesn't that sound nice? It's just a microtransaction. Well, I am fine with microtransactions as long as they're not pay to win. In other words, you know, if you pay $10, you can have the biggest gun on the block. Like, you know, all the rest of us here are toiling, getting our behinds handed to us to earn that fair and square, and this guy just bought it. So I don't like that. And most games are pretty fair that way now. You know, back in the day, you could go some of these MMORPGs and go on Craigslist. And time is money. You see, I've got a 70 rank paladin with a horse with full armor. Somebody would know it would take 2 years to get that guy. I can pay this guy $1,500 and get that now. And I'd much rather do that. Okay, that's fine. I don't play a game like that. But still, microtransactions, that sounds like nothing. And a lot of it is skins or kit or just, you know, looking at camos, outfits, whatever you want. And it's mostly harmless. And I've never paid for one in my life because I've never cared enough to what my character looks like. You know, if I get rewarded with this cool new helmet, uniform, whatever, especially in the Call of Duty games, they get so crazy with this stuff. You know, and if you buy into the next season, you get all this stuff. Now you can run around looking like the Grim Reaper, and you got a skull, and you got a sickle, It's pretty badass. I'm not going to act like it's not. But I'm not going to pay for it. Because when I'm playing the game, I don't see myself. You see me. And I don't really care what... If I shoot you in that game, you're not going to really care what I look like. And if you shoot me, I don't think I'm going to be intimidating you by how I look. But you never know. My point is that the whole loot box has been a very controversial feature in a lot of games. And that is, when you buy a loot box, you only find out what's in it after you've paid. Unless you're playing Fortnite. Because in Belgium, dropping a name, Jean-Claude Van Damme, I had him on the show and I said that, you know, you're the muscles from Brussels. If you got beat up a lot, you could have been the bruise from Bruges. And he goes, oh, that's a good one. But he said, go to Belgium if you like chocolate and beer. Like, well, who doesn't like chocolate and beer? But Belgium in 2008 banned all loot boxes that had to be purchased with real money. And so then last year, Fortnite made their loot boxes, if you play the game, see-through. So at least you knew what you were buying in advance. But there have been stories about people going broke and not just finding out that your kids have done this to you. Remember, there was one NBA player who said, you know, in Fortnite, my kids ran up a $3,000 bill on the credit card. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, you can kind of laugh about it if you're an NBA player, but $3,000 to you and me, that's a lot of cash. Probably wouldn't be laughing over that. But not just kids doing it and then the parents finding out later. It used to be when I was growing up when they had those 1-800 numbers, talk to a girl, so to speak, and then parents would be like, did you talk to somebody for 50 minutes, 25 times? Maybe, Dad. Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's costing me $5,000. But loot boxes, to me, they're a bit of fun, and it's a small investment. I have no problem using in-game cash, but the thing is you can buy in-game cash. And that's the way, you know, I mentioned Call of Duty. That's the way they work. And they do a great job of coming up with now, I believe, countless new outfits, new characters, new guns, guns that leave neon tracers and neon smoke and people and basically anything you can think of. They're very creative. They've got some creative minds over there. And I've looked at some of them and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I'd like to have that. I'm not giving you my money. And so slowly but surely they'll give you 100 CP or COD points. And you know, every once in a while I'd get up like maybe 400, 500 COD points. And then I would use that money to buy a new gun and it's halfway garbage. I mean, in that game, how many guns do I have? 100? Do I really need to pay you money to get another one? Probably not. But in the House of Lords, because they're the House of Commons and the House of Lords, in our minds, Senate and House of Representatives. But the House of Lords, they called for loot boxes to be classified as quote-unquote games of chance. And the report said, if a product looks like gambling and feels like gambling, darling, it should be regulated as gambling, in it. Well, the Gambling Commission has denied the claim, which is true, because they say you can't win cash, and what you do win has no monetary value. So they say it's not gambling. So the people would probably come back and say, well, what do you call it? And you could look on the bright side and just say, just a bit of fun, right? Or you could say, well, it's just people tearing up their own money, and it's like the home version of the lottery. Take a $1 bill out of your wallet, tear it up, throw it over your back, walk away from it. It's the home version of the lottery. You could do it that way as well, right? Maybe that's a bit dramatic. But still, the whole loot box thing, I just, once again, politicians hear something about a video game and they automatically are like, ah, evil. Ah, the root of all the problems in the world. They'll probably blame the coronavirus on video games. I'm sure there's a politician somewhere who said, well, you know what, seriously, my son played a game where they ate a bat and that probably gave the guy the idea in Wuhan to him, like, oh my gosh. So In England, you can submit your views, if you're listening in England or Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, to the Department of Digital Culture, Media and Sport. They want to hear what you think. They want to hear from parents and guardians of young players. They're all also interested in academics reaching out and video games, and the deadline for the views to be submitted is next week. So get it in if you want, but as I said right now, the Minister for Digital and Culture, how about that? Not digital culture, digital and culture, said that the tools that have been set up by parental controls were helpful. She said, we've listened to parents' concerns about loot boxes, and it's right that we fully examine and understand evidence of the harm or links to the problem gambling that they can cause, so we decide if action is needed. And look, I'm not making light of it. If you spend all your money on loot boxes to the point where they turn off your power and your water and your gas, yeah, loot boxes are a problem. But it's just everything in moderation. It's like if a guy, you know, eats 5,000 Whoppers. He goes to Burger King, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then he gets fat. Do you shut down all the Burger Kings? No. Homeboy has to stop eating. I would tell my man, sounds like me, I said, like, dude, look, quit eating the burgers. All right. Like cigarettes, like alcohol, all that stuff. All right, let's get to the new releases coming out this week. Genshin Impact, an interesting game because it's on the PS4, PC, iPhone, and Android. It's an action RPG, very anime-ish. Risk of Rain 2, an action platformer on Stadia, which means I'll never see it. If you play it, please let me know. Until You Fall, an action game on the PS4. It's a kind of old-school medieval slash-em-up. Warsaw, a PS4 RPG and strategy game. That's it actually looks kind of cool. Spelunky 2, a lot of sequels here. A PS4 platformer roguelike. Bartlow's Dread Machine, an Xbox One PC shooter. The Walking Dead Onslaught, action game for PC and PS4. Projection First Light, an adventure game. Very kind of silhouette-y, cel-shady, PC, Xbox One, PS4, Switch. Also, we have Stronghold Warlords. It's a PC strategy game set in the time of Genghis Khan. Floor 13, Deep State. This is a sim game on the PC and Mac, which I think looks really cool. The PES 2021 season update, PC, Xbox One, PS4. We talked to the guy from that last week, so we knew that was coming. Bake and Switch, an action game for the Switch. I guess that makes sense if you're going to have Bake and Switch. Bake and Switch. Ah, yeah. And then that'll lead us into, before we go on the air next week, into the first week of October, Code of Princess EX for the PC, Ease Origin on the Switch, an adventure game, Costume Kingdom, a PS4 game, and Super Mario Brothers 35 on the Switch. 35 years, wow. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877 877-
877-360-0402, 877-360-0402, 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Closing it out in our customary fashion here, Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. With the cheat code request, this one comes from Jason, and he writes in from Redding, California, up Highway 5. He says, Rick, what do you have for Lego Batman on the Wii? Is there a God mode? Well, you're in luck, kinda. I have invincibility for you. How about that? If you go into the Batcave or on the Arkham Asylum computer, enter in, all caps, WYD5CP. Once again, WYD5CP, and you will be invincible. I got a couple more for you here, too. This one's good. As far as building up your stats, this will quadruple your scores. So scores time 4. Go in the back cave of the Arkham Asylum computer and enter CX9MAT, CX9MAT, and that will give you a 4 times. And finally, if you want the Bat Tank, and why wouldn't you? Once again, back cave or Arkham Asylum computer, and put this in all caps, KNTT4B. Once again, in Lego Batman for the Wii, KNTT4B, and you'll have the Bat Tank. Come back, same Bat Tank, same Bat Time, same Bat Place. See you next time on the Video Game Review.